In Iraq, a lack of government support for the needy has prompted some citizens to take matters into their own hands. In one Baghdad neighborhood, a group of friends has banded together to help orphans and widows who are often the victims of violence. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has the story from the Iraqi capital.
Neda Alwan hesitantly peeks around the door. Though she's only 50, the wrinkles on her face are deeply etched. A widow with five children, Neda suddenly smiles when she sees who's come to visit. The visitor, Nidal Hussein, is well known here. She's lived in this neighborhood all her life. In 2004, Nidal's husband was killed in a rocket attack. Her three children were hideously burned. One lost his leg. Instead of being consumed with grief, she decided to help others like herself. In 2005, Nidal joined six friends from her neighborhood, Karada, to aid the less fortunate.
Nobody helped me, so I decided to help others to make a small change in these bad circumstances that we live in. My dream was to place a smile on the face of a widow or an orphan.
Nidal and her friends help about 400 families in the neighborhood, among them Neda, the woman she's visiting, and her five children. Neda says she couldn't get by without their help.
I depend on these people. Through their help, I can now raise my children. I don't have a salary or any other source of support.
There is a saying in Iraq, Al-Jar Lil-Jar, meaning neighbors help neighbors. The last bloody 5 years has deeply fractured the Iraqi sense of community. Neighbors have instead killed neighbors. Families have been displaced into areas where they know no one. But Neda says that despite everything that's happened, grassroots organizations like this one have kept that communal spirit alive.
This has helped me survive all these years. I don't want to move to another neighborhood because in the new area nobody will know me or my circumstances. Here, everybody knows me, so they help.
The charity is run out of a nearby shop where one of the members works. The founding members all have regular jobs. Nidal works at a university. One is a welder. Another is a blacksmith. Karim Yasser sells cell phones. He says he decided to start the organization in early January 2005, after a day the Iraqis called Bloody Thursday, when a spate of suicide bombings in the Karada area left many dead and injured.
We consider all the Iraqis who were killed as brothers, fathers, sons, sisters. We feel responsible for each one of them and their families.
No one was helping, he says. The Iraqi government, the Americans, and the most vulnerable, widows and orphans, were particularly at risk. He called the newly formed group the People of Goodness and Mercy, and with others who felt the same way, they began to do what they could. Nidal says because she was also a widow, she understood how badly a woman alone can fare. Often their families abandon them. Many become prostitutes.
A widow faces all kinds of difficulties. When her son tells her that he is hungry, she can't feed him. When he wants new clothes, she can't buy them. And then she meets bad people who try to use her because she has nobody to protect her.
Money is raised through donations from the public, but resources are always tight. One of the widows the group supports is a Kurd, Sahira Abid Abbas. Her husband was killed in an attack. She was desperate until they came to help.
They knew about our need, knew that my husband was a martyr, so they knocked on our door.
The charity's deputy director, Ali Hamid, says they are a part of the community of Karada, doing what little they can to help.
We don't believe in the organizations that own palaces or whatever. We operate in the street where the violence takes place.
His fellow charity worker, Nidal Hussein, nods. She says, we all live in this neighborhood. We have this bond. We know each other, so we have to help each other too. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.